We're delighted to have a special guest from Adobe today. Please tell us your name.
My name is Heidi Voltmer.
And how long have you been with Adobe?
I've been with Adobe for over 12 years. I actually came from the Macromedia acquisition. So I was at Macromedia for a while, and then I've been at Adobe since we were acquired back in December of 2005.
And what's your current position at Adobe, Heidi Voltmer?
Sure. My current position is Director of Product Marketing for our web and interactive tools.
Now, we've heard that you have something called Creative Cloud, and I have had some interviews at the launch of Creative Cloud with the product managers for InDesign, Illustrator, and Photoshop. I understand you've added some additional products to Creative Cloud since then, and Lightroom is the big one. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Tell us just briefly, in a short paragraph, what Creative Cloud is for someone who's never heard of it.
Sure. So Creative Cloud is our new membership-based offering where you can get all of the software and additional services and online storage for a simple monthly fee. So instead of going to the store and buying a box of our software, Creative Suite, you're going to sign up as a member of Creative Cloud, and every month you pay and you have online continuous access to all the software that you normally get in Creative Suite, plus these services, storage, and even more in the future.
Is it one humongous download of about a bazillion gigabytes, or do you pick and choose what you want?
No, it's all pick and choose, and we think that's a great benefit to people who are Creative Cloud members because they can just get what they need at any one time, and if they suddenly need a new product for a new project, say they need a video tool, they can go back and get it when they want.
What kind of tech support is there, both for the Creative Cloud subscription and for the actual software suite?
Sure. So with Creative Cloud, you do get access to complimentary tech support calls, and that is for helping you get your software downloaded, set up, and you're making sure that everything is running smoothly and getting that kind of everything out of the box experience, we call it.
And what about once you've got it going? What kind of support do they get then? Is it different from what they normally get if they buy a package of the software?
No, it is similar, and the great thing is, we do offer a lot of support from our community base. So it's not just calling somebody on the phone and asking them where a menu is. It's also interacting with other users who sometimes have really great fast workarounds because they spend all their time in the product, and they're using it in a real-world way compared to, say, a tech support agent who is, in the product all the time, but maybe not as well-versed as, say, just another person who's using it 24 hours a week or something.
You mentioned a monthly subscription. How much is the cost per month, and is there an annual subscription discount?
Yes, there is. So the cost for Creative Cloud, there's actually a couple different price points here. If you want to just go month to month, the cost is $74.99 a month. If you want to commit to a year, it actually goes to $49.99 a month. And right now we have a special price for customers who are previous owners of our Creative Suite software. So if you had previously bought those boxes, you actually get the low price of $29.99 a month for your first year. So it's a very low attractive price if you own Creative Suite in the past or any of the point products.
Okay, so let's round this up. So I've got CS1 that I bought around the time of King Tut's birth, and I haven't used it since then, but I want to get in on the cheap. Do I have to give you the whole annual subscription to pay for the whole 12 months to get that price of $30 a month?
No, and I should clarify, the $30, the $29.99 a month is for CS3, 4, and 5 customers. So if you were an original CS Suite customer and you hadn't used it since then, you would pay the $49.99 a month. But if you were a CS, let's say you're a CS3 customer, you pay the $29.99, you pay it per month, so you don't have to pay the whole lump sum up in advance. So it makes it even more affordable for folks.
What if I'm working on a project? I'm putting together a big newsletter for my organization. I'm going to be done the end of October. I'm not going to need it again till I work on my holiday letter in December or January or whatever. Can I take a month off? Can I drop on and drop off? How does that work?
Yeah, you can definitely do that with the monthly pricing. So it is higher priced, but it does give you that great flexibility to turn it on and off when you want to.
And is there any cloud storage that comes with it?
Yes, there is. So with the Creative Cloud, as a member, you get 20 gigabytes of storage.
And what happens if I need 100 gigabytes?
We're getting ready to roll out that capability fairly shortly.
Well, it's been about 3 months since Adobe launched the Creative Cloud, and I'm delighted to say that I was invited to your world headquarters for the media event. Has anybody actually signed up for it?
Yes, we've seen great success with the Creative Cloud and a lot of interest and excitement. The numbers I can give you are the ones that we have shared with the financial community and our shareholders, and that's through the end of our second quarter. So through the end of May, we had 90,000 customers sign up as subscribers, so as members. So, you know, that's a couple of months ago, but that's the number that we are publicly sharing. So soon we'll have hopefully an updated number once we release our next set of earnings. But so far, 90,000 people are on as of the end of May, and it's grown since then.
What are the major complaints and gripes and grumbles that have either about the subscription or mm-hmm. about the downloading process as opposed to just going to the store and buying a box?
Yeah, so the downloading process actually is one area where we haven't seen complaints because we do have a new download manager that gives you this very nice experience. I think you're talking about, you know, do you have to get everything at once or can you pick a few? That's one area where, you know, we haven't had complaints. One area where we've had confusion is around the updates that you get with Creative Cloud, because you do get the new products, you do get new updates as well. So that's one where Creative Cloud members are very happy because they're getting these items just, you know, available for them right away. They can install them when they want. But for customers who are not on the Creative Cloud, who have the traditional box software, there's a little bit of confusion there. So we've really had to make it clear that we provide hardware compatibility, we can provide security updates, we provide all those to all of our customers. But when we add new features to the products, like we just did at the end of August with Illustrator, we released some actual new features to the product to the Creative Cloud customers. You don't get those if you're not in the Creative Cloud. That is a special benefit for Creative Cloud members. So there's been a little confusion, and that would be, I think, one of the things where we're still trying to educate customers so they know if you want to get those kind of updates that aren't just, you know, hardware or software or security fixes, you actually do need to be a Creative Cloud member.
Let's say I've got a heavy-duty Windows PC workstation at work, and mm-hmm. let's say I've got a Mac Pro or an iMac at home, and mm-hmm. I've got my MacBook Pro when I travel. Can I put all yes. those on my same Creative Cloud subscription?
So the Creative Cloud lets you install onto two different machines. So if you had three, then you're one computer beyond. Most people we find just have, you know, two. They have work machine, home machine. So you can do it for two. And the nice thing with Creative Cloud is you can have, you know, Macintosh and Windows split. If you buy a box of the software, you know, you have to pick one platform and you're kind of locked in there. So you have a little bit of an advantage with the benefits of the Creative Cloud.
But if I have three computers, can I unregister and re-register like I can with the CS suite at the moment, where I can drop computers on and off and pick and choose as I need to use those computers?
Yes, you could do that just like you can with the suite today.
Now, the big thing that we talked about at the beginning was the mm-hmm. recent introduction of Adobe Photoshop Lightroom to Creative Cloud.
Correct.
When I went to the media demonstration in San Jose, you had something called a roadmap, I believe that it was
yes.
called. And it stretched out into the great distance.
Yes.
And Lightroom was so far down the road, it could easily have been in Key West or up somewhere in the San Juan Islands. Well, we've somehow got there. So tell us mm-hmm. what the big news is. Why are people so excited about having Lightroom be part of the Creative Cloud?
Sure. Well, people are excited about Lightroom because this is a product that if you bought Creative Suite in the past, you didn't get it. You had to, you know, pay for it separately. So it's just another way that we're showing the benefit of being a Creative Cloud member, that you get new products added in and you don't have to pay more for them. So we have things like, you know, all the products in the Creative Suite in the Creative Cloud. You have Lightroom now. We've had our updates to Illustrator. We've had updates to Muse, which also is not part of the Creative Suite. So you have a lot of these things where in the past you got this one package of software and you had to buy additional things. Now you just get all of them for your, you know, your monthly fee.
But does this mean someday some wise person at Adobe is going to say, we don't need no stinking boxes. We don't need no stinking DVDs. Every person who wants us is going to be on the cloud whether they want it or not. When's that coming on the roadmap?
So we don't have a date for that. Right now we are trying to, you know, continue. We are supporting our customers who, you know, prefer to have that box, prefer to know that they've always got that accessible and want to just pay up front and be done with it. But we do think there's a lot of benefit in the Creative Cloud, and we're seeing our customers adopt it. So like you're saying, you know, who knows when? There could be a day in the future when we don't have boxes. But for now, we're focused on providing both options to our customers and letting them choose.
Well, who's the typical person who the Creative Cloud is ideal for?
So right now, we're seeing a lot of folks who work for themselves as independent designers or developers or photographers. folks that for in the past, it was really expensive to buy the Creative Suite that they had to, you know, put out $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 in, you know, right up front. I've actually heard from a lot of customers that they like now that they're just paying that $29.99 a month and that they can actually, you know, afford to have the newest version of the Creative Suite because, you know, they are these freelancers that are kind of getting money in and out. So a lot of folks are working for themselves at doing creative work.
And are there people who have bought the Box software who wish they hadn't because they just spent a lot of money, and the next thing they know, the Creative Cloud comes out, and they say, whoa, baby, I could have saved a bundle, and I could have got all the Muse and the Lightroom and all these updates rather than spending all this money. Are people giving you a hard time about that?
No, we actually have not seen that much. I mean, I feel like we've done a really good job presenting to our customers on the Adobe.com website, explaining the benefits of both of those. And we, like I said, there are folks who really do want that Box, so they're getting the Box, or they're getting the ESD download that they own, and they're very happy with that as well.
Down at the bottom of the page, which is called the Product Comparison Adobe Creative Cloud Buying Guide, under services, there's called Device and PC Sync, Cloud Storage, Business Catalyst, Typekit, and Story Plus. Who comes up with these names? What are these things? Not individually, but what are your services that only exist in the Creative Cloud subscription?
Actually, a lot of those are available separately, those services. But the benefit with the Creative Cloud is you're not paying for, let's just take Business Catalyst, for example. You know, in the past, you could pay for your Business Catalyst subscription to host a website. You could pay for your software separate. You know, you'd have all these different charges with Creative Cloud. You're getting them included in for that one monthly fee. So the goal here really is to bring in these services that we know that our customers are using and paying for separately and let them have access to them as part of the Creative Cloud membership instead of paying for them individually.
Do you feel people are going to dabble in software that they've never tried before because it's just thrown in? In other words, they've never done video, but all of a sudden they've got an $800 Premiere Pro that just comes along for the ride when all they really wanted was InDesign and Illustrator.
Definitely. You know, I've been talking to some customers recently who had signed up for the Creative Cloud back in June. And that is definitely something where they got it for the key products that they need to use on a daily basis. But they're interested in trying out video is definitely one of them. Another one is also, you know, maybe in the past they only had access to Photoshop, but they actually want to use Illustrator to create more illustrations and more fine art or graphics. So we're definitely seeing people kind of say, well, I'm going to try that one too, or I'm going to install it. Maybe I'm going to start using it when I get a chance.
Let's talk about the worst case scenario is cost. It's 70 what dollars on the monthly subscription?
$75 a month.
So that's for somebody who does not have CS3 or later. That's just a pay-as-you-go, month to month. You can drop in, you can drop out anytime you want, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so anyway, it's lots of money. But if I look at this chart, the buying guide, it says that Photoshop Extended is $1,000. Lightroom is $150. Illustrator is $600. InDesign is $700. Acrobat Pro is another $450. It goes on and on. Flash, Dreamweaver, Premiere Pro, some stuff I've never even heard about.
Yes.
Adobe Prelude. I don't even know what Adobe Prelude is. I know what Bridge is. But my point is, you've got all this stuff, and it's one of these things that seems too good to be true. There's got to be a hitch somewhere. What's the catch? What's the hitch? Why am I not seeing through to the great charade, the great flaw in this business plan and in this user plan?
Well, there's not really a flaw there, but, you know, this is a model where you do have to continue paying or you can't use the software. So that is the trade-off. If you want to own the software, you've got to commit all those different dollar amounts that you mentioned, or you could buy a suite, which obviously for the suite, you're not paying all those things added together. You get a discount. But this really does make it affordable. So for customers who want the affordability and want to be able to turn it on and off or know that they can budget more easily by paying a fixed amount per month, there's not a catch. That's just as simple as it is.
What do we have to look forward to? Heidi Voltmer from Adobe. What do we have to look forward to down that roadmap? What's coming in 2013, 2014, and beyond?
Sure. Well, I can give you just a few things that are on our roadmap coming up for September. And, you know, I think I was looking recently at a new roadmap slide. And there's still so much on there, and we haven't even gotten through the end of the year. So, you know, we just had two releases in August. We had the update to the Muse software to add contact forms. We had an update to Illustrator. And now in September, we're looking at A couple of big things. One is the release of our digital publishing suite single edition. So I don't have the specific date for you, but that is something that's coming out this month. And that'll be a new service for creating digital magazines or apps for the iPad and Android.
Wow, nice.
And this is something in the past, you know, that was available to big publishers like Condé Nast or Time, you know, Martha Stewart Living, those folks. And now we've actually developed a version that an individual designer can actually use to make a digital brochure, digital magazine for one of their clients. Really simple and easy. No additional cost. The service is just included in Creative Cloud. And then the other thing is we've got a lot happening around HTML5. So we're going to have the final version of our Adobe Edge Animate product. This has been out for about a year in beta. It's actually going to become a 1.0 product, and it'll be available in the Creative Cloud. And we're going to have an update to Dreamweaver for the Creative Cloud members as well this month. So plus even more coming out later this month.
We've been speaking with Heidi Voltmer. She's the Director of Product Marketing for Adobe Digital Media. Thank you for keeping us informed on the Creative Cloud. Will you please come back perhaps next year? Let us know what's new and exciting. We're looking forward to learning more about Creative Cloud. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you so much.